Now, whenever I hear or read this particular passage from Exodus that we heard this morning, it gives me chills up and down my spine, because imagine, just imagine being Moses. You're spending your days, as you always do, taking care of the business at hand. And suddenly, your attention is drawn to a most amazing sight, an unbelievable thing. A bush in flames, but it's not destroyed by fire. The leaves are green, it does not turn to ash. It's there, but it's on fire. And you're drawn to it, and you're just enthralled by the sight of it. And as if that's not enough, as you come closer, a voice calls out your name. Moses, Moses, come no closer. Take off your shoes, you are on holy ground. Unsurprisingly, Moses takes off his shoes and he hides his face, afraid to look at God. And then God gives details about why he has chosen to appear. God has seen the misery of his people and he hears their cries of anguish. And now God intends to send Moses to take care of the problem and lead the people to the promised land. Moses hears, "You will go to Pharaoh and free my people." What? Who am I to do such a thing? But God promises, "I will be with you, and you will bring the people to this very spot to worship me." Remember, he's already knowingly standing on holy ground. And God says, "I am who I am. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations." So what's God doing here? He's waking up Moses to his true identity, not the identity that Moses has taken on for himself as husband and father and shepherd. God sees greater qualities of leadership within him. And even though Moses is afraid, especially afraid of Pharaoh, he objects, for Moses had grown up in Pharaoh's household, and then he was guilty of killing someone, and Pharaoh wanted to murder him. So he's fled a far distance from the land, and he is afraid of Pharaoh. But God tells him, "Do not be afraid, I will be with you." God has heard the cries of the people, and God is ready to make and create a new reality for them. And Moses will be co-creator with God in bringing those people into a new reality. And what an endeavor that will be. It's none other than creating a new nation of believers. With Moses, a guy who has a lisp and a stammer, he's going to be the one to lead them. And we know much of the rest of that story of God's redemption. We too are standing on holy ground. Here, in the presence of God in this church, here, as we join together to celebrate the mystery of God's life and love as it's given to us in Holy Communion, here and wherever we go, because we have been immersed in the waters of baptism, we are God's own people called by God's own name. We live among people whom God loves deeply. Every person who has ever lived is loved by God. Even the ones that we think are really terrible, who've committed heinous crimes, even the abusers, even ones from enemy lands, even you and even me, despite whatever sins we may have committed, God loves us all unconditionally. And so we walk on holy ground every day of our lives, in every place that we go. And because of our baptism into the life of the Trinity, God doesn't visit us on just special occasions. God inhabits our very beings, and we take God with us every day as we go about our daily life and work. And so, as you are fed here today by God's word and by God's presence in Holy Communion, think about the blazing light of grace that you are receiving, a light that never goes out. Think about it as it burns within you and it goes out to all those you encounter. Think about how you spread that light and love wherever you go. And marvel at all the people over the whole world who are experiencing and doing the same thing. Moses worked with God's help to create a new world order. And we, working with God's grace and love, are indeed called to do the same. So remember, you are walking on holy ground no matter where you are, and you are helping God to create that new world of life and love as you do it. Amen.